This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always serviced with a smile.
GAIERS Inc.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers. They were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman Supply. SuperSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Brushy is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BrukensPub.com.
A 5-point second half for Botkins, which is still amazingly right in this game. Pretty baseline left, goes to the rim, great feed, Carter Kleiman, got it for two. 36-34, Botkins within a goal. 3:22 to go, fourth quarter. Locked on the play. Locked on the play. Jacob Kleiman. Outlet to Paul. Botkins for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Good! Botkins up one. Botkins up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
What a great shot, a great break, and what an incredibly great block by Kleiman at the other end. I mean, he just stuffed him.
38-37. Trojans trail. Jamison Meyer back on the floor for Botkins. Carter Kleiman inbounding right of the rim. On the arc to Jamison. He lets it fly from 30. It's good! It's good! Botkins up two. Botkins up two. Jacob Kleiman to the stripe. 7:4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Kleiman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk, it fell through. Botkins up four. Botkins up four. 44-40. 7:4 remaining. Is there any denying this is by far the best D4 boys basketball team in the state of Ohio in 2021? No.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And they're going to get that really nice gold trophy to put in their case to be able to show everybody that they were. Colleen Brandewey knocks it down. She hurled in a triple, a high archer. Redskins 51, Convoy Crestview 20. Fort Laramie, AP poll champs 3 straight years. This is state title number 3. In the last 8 completed OHSAA state tourneys. Here's Riley on a theft. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Laramie.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Laramie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished. Fort Laramie denied an opportunity to play in the state championship 1 year ago because of the health crisis. Comes back in a big way here in 2020-21 to win the state title easily, beating Convoy Crestview 66-24. And McDonald 60-26. Wow. No doubt who the best club is in the state in girls D4.
No, there wasn't one when we got here, but they certainly went out there and proved it.
And again, congrats to the Redskins seniors. Caitlin Gaston, Corinne Heitkamp, Kenzie Holcher, Dana Rose, Jaden Goodoff, Clara Gebhardt, Paige Eilerman.
They had to wait 2 years to get this, and boy, they never lost focus, ever.
Baseline left shoulder. Oh, what a maneuver. Oh, what a maneuver. Great drive. Shoulder. Head fake to the rack for a deuce.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, we've got a great game for you today. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Despite Thursday's major snowstorm, unbeaten the number one ranked Division IV, Fort Laramie travels here today to Findlay to take on the Liberty Benton Eagles. Fort Laramie 20-0, ranked number one in Ohio in girls Division IV. Findlay Liberty Benton, number 8 in Ohio in girls Division III. You can bet it's game on for both clubs as two of the very elite small school girls programs in Ohio serve as the statewide headliner on this Saturday afternoon. It's going to be a tall order for head coach Carlos Siegel's Redskins. The Eagles of Liberty Benton feature 6 girls, 5'9 to 6 feet tall in height. The most imposing is sophomore Lauren Gerken, who averages nearly 19 points a game in the post and at forward. Riley Irwin, the daughter of head coach Nate Irwin, pumps in 14 more. Irwin, by the way, is concluding year number 18 here at Findlay Liberty Benton, a gaudy winning record of 344-78. He's led his club to 13 Blanchard Valley Conference titles in 18 years. The Eagles were state champs in 2010. Meanwhile, Fort Laramie is seeking its 4th straight AP poll state championship, and in one more week, the Redskins will begin to take aim on a 4th Ohio High School state tournament crown in the last 9 years in girls Division IV. As Carla is completing year number 23, guiding Fort Laramie girls basketball. Her teams over the last few seasons, Chuck, have now won 75 of their last 76 contests. A victory here today, a win next week over Houston on senior night, and the Redskins would accomplish 22-0, one game better in the regular season than last year's club that won the state.
Well, okay, they might be one game better on the scorebook. They're not a better basketball team yet than they were last year. They're missing those two. They're missing Holcher and Rose, and those 2 6-foot guards out there wreaking havoc defensively and offensively. That is what Laramie's missing right now. They have not played great the last few games, at least that I've seen them offensively. They're always going to play good defense, but they need to figure out offensively some kind of a scheme that's going to get them some points. A lot of teams are zoning them right now. I honestly think they're going to get man-to-man tonight. I think this is an athletic basketball team.
Yes, Coach Irwin for Liberty Benton is a disciple of the man defense. It will be man-to-man probably 95% of this afternoon. Yeah, the Lormie girls not quite as sharp recently as they were around Christmas and in early January, but given the schedule, Lima, Bath, New Knoxville, Marion Local in that order, 13-point win over Bath. Lormie was pushed. 5-point win over New Knoxville, 44-39. Fort Lormie was really pushed. And a 6-point win, 51-45 over Marion Local. Lormie was pushed again.
Right.
Those tight games bode well for the future of this Fort Lormie basketball team this season.
They do. And what those three teams had is size, athletic size on the inside, which kind of negates what Lormie likes to do with their smaller. They love to get the ball inside to Schultes, but when she's looking up at 2 6-footers, it makes it a little tougher. I think Liberty Benton's going to give them some size problems today. That's why they're going to have to make some outside shots,
yep,
make the defense spread out a little bit, and then get some room in the inside for Schultes to maneuver.
Exactly. Lormie counters this monstrous size advantage from the Eagles with a suffocating defense, consistent scoring. Colleen Brandewey, Ava Turner, Riley Heitkamp, Ava Schultes. Offensively, they've been relied on. Steady diet of points from those young ladies. The two freshmen, Chuck, have been keys in recent weeks coming off the bench.
Right.
Giving that little extra adrenaline for Fort Lormie offensively and defensively. Victoria Mesher, Avery Brandewey, they are bright stars in this program.
Oh, absolutely. And they've been getting a little bit of JV time. Today they didn't get any. The JVs lost 41-33. And boy, did they gave one away. Just didn't play. They had a 30-22 lead and ended up getting beat 41-33. And like I said, the two freshmen didn't play. So that means they're going to get more playing time in the varsity. That's got to be the plan.
From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams here today, there are key building components for Fort Lormie. As Chuck noted, take advantage of whatever 5'10 Ava Schultes can get you in the middle against the bigs of Findlay Liberty Benton, and count on jump shots going down from Colleen Brandewey, Riley Heitkamp, and Ava Turner. Redskins will use their quick hands to deflect passes in the post and to shake that ball free when it does reach the paint. Meanwhile, Findlay Liberty Benton will rely on these two building components. Lauren Gerken, 6-foot sophomore, right around 19 points a game. Riley Irwin, 5'7 junior, nearly 15 points a game. The two important cogs for this Liberty Benton team. Speaking of cogs and key building components, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. We will take a one-minute radio station break in a matter of 30 seconds. A one-minute radio station break in about 30 seconds. Last year, these two clubs met at Fort Lormie. The Eagles struggled in that game to get the ball comfortably over the timeline to run their half-court attack. Liberty Benton was blanked in the opening frame. That's right. Didn't score a point in the first 8 minutes. Could muster only 8 field goals for 32 minutes and falling to Fort Lormie, 37-20. It wasn't pretty. Fort Lormie did not score well offensively, but the defense by Fort Lormie blanketed Liberty Benton 1 year ago. As a freshman last season, the talented Gerken for Liberty Benton led the Findlay squad with 8, including a 3-point game. Gerken, by the way, missed the opener this year for Liberty Benton against Minster. Minster pulled off a double-digit victory against the Eagles, first game of the year in November. But Liberty Benton has been flying high ever since, boasting 17 straight triumphs. I will put it into perspective, Chuck. This Blanchard Valley Conference in which Liberty Benton plays is not really strong. That may be overstating the case a little bit.
Well, yeah, I didn't really know who was in the league, but they got their little thing on the wall over there. And anybody that has to play Pandora Gilboa has got a heck of a schedule. you look over there, I don't know what their non-league, obviously they play Loramie, I don't know how they do their non-league, but their league games, I'd be embarrassed if I didn't win this 13 out of 17 years.
Liberty Benton does have a strong victory over Ottawa Glandorf by a score of 51-41 and a nice 50-38 triumph over Convoy Crestview, which Fort Loramie beat last year in the state semifinal. To give you an idea as to how well Gerken and Irwin can score, in a recent tight win over Bryan, 56-53, Gerken scored 28, Irwin 26. That's 54 of Liberty Benton's 56 points. Obviously, Fort Loramie defensively will focus attention on those two young ladies here today.
Well, I'm watching them warm up, and I'll tell you what, Gerken can shoot, and Irwin can, man, she's got nice form. So I know Carla knows that.
Oh, yeah.
And they will certainly be facing up on them, trying not to let them have open looks.
Yeah, Gerken, despite being 6 feet, will pop to the perimeter and drain three balls. That's Irwin specialty. We've got a one-minute radio station break next, then we'll return. It's Fort Loramie on the road at Findlay. Liberty Benton here today, the 20-0 Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Thank you so much, our Fort Loramie game sponsors, three of which are on with us for Fort Loramie contests only. They are Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Our anchor sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Your Amazing Glass Connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, your number one insurance agency again. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture priced just right. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006 and 7. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good. Osgood Bank. Secure Com in Minster. S-E-C-U-R Com. Online at securecom.com. The pros in protection, the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. Thanks to our radio station sponsors, Sydney Tire, Arisi Insurance in Sydney, Minster Bank, Sydney Chiropractic, Emerson Wagner Realty in Sydney, TC Sporting Goods in Sydney, and Best One Tire. New sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com include Family Resource Center based in Findlay, an office in Sydney, FRCOhio.com. We believe people recover. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. Phone 419-628-3107. Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home in Sydney. Serving families with dignity and respect. Phone 937-492-5130. Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. Receive online care at victorioushealth.com. You are treated individually with functional medicine. The cell phone shop, Harshman Plaza, Harshman Road. That's South Needmore Road in North Dayton, right off I-75. Call 937-567-0878. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off. And a new underwriting sponsor about which we will be talking in the few weeks ahead, Airstream Inc. in Jackson Center. Hello, Airstream, on the air now here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Thank you so much, Airstream.
I spend a lot of time with Airstream. They're good people.
Yep, I know you do, Chuck. We're about several minutes away from the opening tip to start the game. National Anthem introduction of starters upcoming. Cell phone shop is going to be our next break. A new underwriting sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Got a mobile phone glitch? We're the fix. The cell phone shop in North Dayton at 2041 Harshman. Off I-75, take Needmore Road southeast, and you'll extend right into Harshman Road. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off. At the cell phone shop on Harshman in North Dayton, we fix phones, tablets, PCs, game consoles, MacBooks, laptops, and more. We'll fix your phone while you wait. Broken glass, charging port, digitizer, camera, speaker, unlock service, and even water damage. The most prompt and reliable cell phone repair in Western Ohio. The cell phone shop, Needmore to 2041 Harshman in North Dayton. Diagnostics are free. No fix, no pay. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off at the cell phone shop in North Dayton. 937-567-0878. 567-0878. Any make, any brand. If we can't fix it, no one can. Cell phone ShopDayton.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets. One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGill-Tangeman.fh.com.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But do you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit FRCOhio.org.
Whether you're looking for your first home or your next home, refinancing your current home, or building your dream home, the experts at Osgood Bank can help make it happen. With rates remaining near historic lows, right now is the time to act. Don't wait for rates to go up. Apply online today at osgoodbank.com or give us a call toll-free at 888-607-7640. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Osgoodbank.com.
The Fort Laramie girls' most recent game, a 54-7 win over Fairlawn. Ava Turner dropped home 13 points. She has been very good here lately, Chuck. Fine player all year long. The junior has sparkled in January and in the early part of this month. Allison Schmidtmeyer, by the way, came off the bench, scored 8 against Fairlawn, and had 5 rebounds. Starting lineup for the Fort Laramie girls, Colleen Brandewee, 12.5 points a game, senior guard, 5'7". Ava Turner, up to 7.5 points a game, junior guard, 5 feet, 8 inches tall. Riley Heitkamp, 8 per outing, 5'5", senior guard at the point. Ava Schultes in the middle, 13.5 per contest, 5'10", senior. Tara Meyer, 3 points a game, another senior starter, 5 feet, 8. Opening 5 for this fine Liberty Benton club includes these players. Kylie Recker will start, 5'7" junior. Riley Irwin, as I mentioned, nearly a 15 points a game score, a 5'7" junior. Lauren Gerken, a 6-foot sophomore, that starts in the middle. She will pop out and shoot the 3 ball. She is an exceptionally good player. Brooke Dieter opens in the starting 5, 6.7 points a game, and Chelsea May, 6.3 points a game, 7.2 rebounds. Gerken and May, both at 6 feet, opening tip to start the game, won by Fort Loramie in the road black. Redskins with red numbers outlined in white. Findlay Liberty Benton in the white, red numbers, red and blue trim. Here's a quick shot from the right flank by Fort Loramie. A lengthy 2 ball by Ava Schultes. She popped to the perimeter, Chuck. Let one fly, bottom of the barrel.
Good ball movement. Good pass by Turner.
That'll bring the bigs from Findlay Liberty Benton away from the hoop, won't it? Top of the circle with the ball. It is Gerken. Gerken on the arc feeds to a teammate who dragged the pivot foot. She walked. Findlay Liberty Benton, 17-1, winners of 17 straight, ranked 8th in the state in girls division 3. Fort Loramie Redskins, 20-0 on the year, 75 victories in their last 76 games, ranked number 1 in girls division 4. Redskins run a play for the cutter. Colleen Brandewee in the lane, missed it off the backboard. It glanced off the rim, and Liberty Benton traced down the rebound. Baseline right, here's Chelsea May, wants to drive. The 6-footer gives it up 20 feet away to Riley Irwin. Now here's May. Top of the circle, Brooke Dieter, 5'9" senior, to Gerken. Gerken shot deflected, caught low on the left by a teammate, and then Fort Loramie pounds the ball out of bounds. Quick hands by the Redskins.
2 block shots. You would have thought that might have gone the other way. He's calling those block shots for Liberty Benton.
6:42 to go in the first, 2-0 Fort Loramie. 25 feet out on the arc, handling the ball, Recker. Deep 3, right wing, Irwin. Wow, a lengthy one. Overshot it. Weak side rebound is reeled in by Liberty Benton, which gathers another possession. 6:20 left to go, first quarter, 2-0 Fort Loramie. High right, it's Gerken. Popping out to catch is 6-footer May. Gerken travels down inside. Here's Irwin straight away. She jacks up a triple. Off to the right. No good. Rebound Fort Loramie. Redskins off and running. It's Turner blitzing a trail down the floor. Kicked out of bounds by Liberty Benton at the last second. 2-on-2 break. Yep. Redskins were going to get a hoop or a foul and 2 shots.
Yep. Well, if she would have pulled up at the foul line, they might have got the hoop. She tried to take it in too deep.
Heitkamp inbounds to Meyer. Kara at the foul line to Brandewee. Straight away to Riley. We played 2 minutes, 2-0 Fort Loramie. So far, the Redskins' defense has stifled the taller Liberty Benton team on offense. Deep in the right corner with the ball for Fort Loramie is... Wow, that's called a travel. It looked to me like maybe a tie-up play on Brandewee, a violation.
I didn't see it. Nope, the referee has the whistle.
5:45 to go, first period. 2-0 Fort Loramie. Another tip ball by the Redskins. It was batted on the play from Turner to Schultes to Heitkamp on the arc to Meyer. She chucks up a 3 around and out, no good. Loose ball rebound, Liberty Benton. Dribbling hard up the floor comes Kylie Recker into the lane to Irwin in the corner. Now a short corner J from 15, shy of the mark, no good, rebound Fort Loramie. Redskins have found where Irwin is so far. She's come up empty on at least three or four jumpers.
Yeah, and actually she's had pretty decent looks. They're just not dropping.
Here, Shoulders high left for Fort Loramie. Between the rings to Riley Heitkamp. Right corner to a teammate. She's crowded. Baseline. Now to Shoulders, who motors through the paint. Flips it cross court to Brandwee. Now to Heitkamp. Out near the Benton Eagles logo at midcourt. Defensive tilt so far. It's been a tussle. 4:45 to go first quarter. Deep three, right corner. Turner, Fort Loramie, look out. Bullseye!
She is on a roll, like you said, man. What a sweet shot that is.
Boy, in January here and at the start of February, Ava Turner for Fort Loramie has been a marksman. Deadeye. 4.5 to go first period. 5-0 Redskins. Top of the circle, Gerken, shot fake, doesn't let it fly. Hits Recker on a cut. She glides down the lane, banks it much too hard. Rebound left corner off the Fort Loramie last. And Liberty Benton will play in. You can bet the Eagles have not seen a defense like this, which has thwarted them so far here today. Liberty Benton without a point. Here's the ball lobbed in with the red by the Benton Eagles. What a swipe. Steal by Ava Shoulders off and running. And my goodness, they called Ava for a foul?
Well, let me tell you what. I hated going out of the area to play basketball games because you're never going to get a break. They know Liberty Benton. They don't know Fort Loramie. And I guarantee you they're going to get every close call.
Yeah, but so far there have been a couple, really not even close, that have gone against Fort Loramie. Here's a great drive down the lane by Brooke Dieter, shoveling it toward the rim. She kissed it in off the window. Loramie back in a hurry. Skylar Albers has checked in. Pulling up, shoots the 15-footer. Strong rebound, Liberty Benton. 5-2 Fort Loramie. 3:50 left here in the first quarter. It took Liberty Benton 4 minutes to get a hoop. Irwin to Gerken. Ball is knocked up in the air. What a play by Shoulders. It's loose on the deck. It's finally ruled a jump, and Liberty Benton keeps it. 3:39 to go first quarter. Fort Loramie's defense has really taken Liberty Benton out of its offense in the first 4 minutes plus.
Yeah, they're doing a good job. Gerken thought she had a three the last time down, and Loramie did a great job of stepping up, putting a hand in her face.
Yep. And the face guarding was there real quick. Side court, inbounding is Dieter for Liberty Benton on the arc to Irwin, picked up by Riley Heitkamp. Good duel there to Gerken. Gerken against, that's Avery Brandewey is on the floor now guarding Gerken. And Liberty Benton tries to go high-low, down on the block to Chelsea May. Wraparound pass for Gerken, stolen by Fort Loramie. Long run out down the floor. Driving in goes Albers, bearing down on the defensive player. Foul called against Liberty Benton. Albers has got two.
Loramie's gone to both their freshmen now.
Avery Brandewey, Victoria Mesher, both on the floor for Fort Loramie. Skylar Albers, a sophomore, is in. Free throws, Skylar off the back heel. 5-2 Fort Loramie, 3:17 left in the first. Second shot, Albers. 1-2 dribbles on the way. It is right on the money. 6-2 Fort Loramie. Finley Liberty Benton averaging right around 51 points a game, only has two in the first 5 minutes here this afternoon. Here is Recker, 30 feet out, gives it up on the play to Gerken. Deep left corner pass to Irwin, and she's interfered with. Good play by Fort Loramie. The ball goes off Irwin last and out of bounds.
Ball hit her in the face.
Under three to go, first quarter, timeout called. Fort Loramie 6, Liberty Benton 2 on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Final 3 minutes, 3 seconds, opening stanza for Fort Loramie 6, Liberty Benton 2. Findlay Liberty Benton, number 8 in the state in girls division 3. Fort Laramie's got an open player straight away. It's Skylar Albers. Wow, beautiful looking triple feather like touch from 22 feet. Chuck, it hit the front rim backboard and rolled right through.
It stayed up there a while. Nice soft touch.
Lively rims here that enable the ball to stay on the iron longer. They're a little bit loose. Here's a lob pass by Findlay Liberty Benton down inside for Gerken. Pick and roll. Fort Laramie had it blanketed. Ball was deflected by the Eagles out of bounds. 9-2 Fort Laramie. 2.5 to go here in the first quarter. So far, Fort Laramie's defense has been suffocating. That may not be the right word.
No, they're playing Fort Laramie defense.
You're right. It has been stellar so far. Foul line extended left. Shoulders fakes the shot, goes to the rack, hacked on the arm. She drew the two-shot foul from Gerken. A couple of free throws for Ava. Fort Laramie with a shooting clip at the stripe this year of a little better than 75%. Free throw Ava, swish. 10-2 Fort Laramie.
Well, I made the comment that this team isn't quite as good as the team last year. The team last year was the second best Division IV girls basketball team I've ever seen. The best, the team that didn't get to play the year before.
Right. I like that. You're so right, Chuck. Second free throw by Shouldis is short. Rebound down to Liberty Benton. Chelsea May goes to work. Flips it on the arc to Recker, right back in to the post player. It is May. Little left-handed short hook shot goes in. 10-4 Fort Laramie, a minute 55 to go first quarter. Down the floor, Riley Heitkamp. Behind the arc. Gives it up on the play to Turner. It's rotated left side to Shouldis. Shouldis looks in the middle of the floor for Brandaway. Now right wing, it's Turner. Her pass deflected, gotten back by Heitkamp. High left, three ball in the air. Barely caught iron. And the rebound into the arms of Lauren Gerken of Liberty Benton. She marches up the floor. Somebody's got to stop her. Gives it off left corner to a teammate. Right back into Gerken. Twisting maneuver, up with a seven-footer. Off to the right, no good. But she got a bump on the elbow. And she'll get two at the free throw line here. With a minute 19 to go in the first, Laramie up 6.
Riley's three was right on line, and I had my hand ready to put the three on. It just came up a teeny bit short, but it was right on line.
Foul shot by Gerken is pure. Smooth-looking free throw shooter. 10-5 for Laramie. Redskins now inside have Victoria Mesher along with Ava Shouldis. Second free throw, Gerken is on the button again. 10-6. Fort Laramie's lead is 4. A minute 16 to go, first quarter. Outside the arc on the right, it is Turner who rotates it near side to Shouldis. She wants to drive. Shot block taken away. Standout defensive effort by Gerken of Liberty Benton. She's got about 3 inches on Ava. She crammed it, stole it. Here's Gerken down the floor, down the right side of the lane. Hooked it up. It is rolling off. No good. Rebounded by Fort Laramie. Quick 3-on-2. Quickly down the floor, Mesher. Shot no good. Rebound shot missed, but a foul on Liberty Benton. Boy, the Redskins took it the other way, Chuck, in a heartbeat after the Gerken miss.
Well, when your offense is not incredibly strong in a half-court situation, that's how you beat teams. Beat them down the floor.
Colleen Branderwee at the stripe, 2 free throws. Nearly made the rebound shot after Mesher's original shot almost went in. And both free throws are canned by Brandewee of Fort Laramie. Lead is 12-6.
4-for-6 from the free throw line for the Redskins.
38 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Here's Irwin driving, loops it right corner to teammate Gerken. Ball thrown out high to Recker. Recker to Gerken, wants to shoot the three, can't get clearance. Dribbling. It is Brooke Dieter, 5'8 senior. Dieter on the wing, back to Gerken. Good defense applied to Mesher. Step back triple by Gerken. Oh my goodness. Hit the rim again. Hit the backboard, hit the rim, in it went. Soft rims here at Liberty Benton. 12-9 Fort Laramie. 3 seconds to go in the quarter. Redskins won't get the shot away. They don't.
How do you not know how much time is on the clock, girls?
Nice little spurts late in that first quarter by Liberty Benton, which got a lucky hop on the iron on the three ball by Gerken to close out the scoring at the end of the first 8 minutes. 12-9 Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
So far, Chuck, what do you think? Redskins up 3, had a 9-2 lead at 1 point in that first quarter. It's been shaved down to 3.
Well, Liberty Benton obviously has a size advantage. Their inside game, they've missed a few chippies. Laramie's got to do a better job. They've only let them have two putbacks, so not a bad job boxing out.
So many thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors, 3 of them, with us each and every Fort Loramie contest. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. Fort Loramie starts the second quarter with possession. It's Victoria Mesher 30 feet away. Shouldas comes out to get it. She's on the arc. Near side pass to Turner. Goes to the foul line, doesn't shoot. Back to Shouldas. Half minute into the second quarter. Fort Loramie head to 3. Deep left corner, Brandewey. Coming out to catch. High left is Rose, who's in now for the Fort Loramie girls. Jaden Rose is checked onto the hardwood. Down to 7:12 to go in the first. Redskins patient on the perimeter with the ball. Shouldas foul line. Now behind it. Doesn't shoot over Chelsea May. Gives it up on the play to Brandewey. Looks for the cutter. No one home. Now it goes into the corner, into the post area. Then the ball's thrown to the arc, and it is awry and out of bounds. Good defensive set by Liberty Benton, which is settling in now.
Well, very disjointed offense that time. A lot of standing. They were trying to get the ball to Shouldas. That was really looked like the only option they were looking for.
Down the floor comes Liberty Benton. Ball thrown on the arc to Chelsea May. She dropped it right at the feet of Colleen Brandewey, who gobbled up the steal. She said, I'll take it. Thank you. Shouldas has it. Left corner. 12-9 Fort Loramie. 90 seconds gone. Second quarter. Outside the arc on the right, it's Albers. Ball high overhead. Straight away Brandewey. Near side Shouldas. Now it's given up 25 feet away to Avery Brandewey. Left wing, Riley Heitkamp goes baseline. Nice feed into the lane to Ava.
Wow.
Who banked it in traffic. Cluster of players. Couple of white shirts taller than her right in front of her. And Ava knocked it home anyway.
That was senior to senior that time. Good play.
Nicely done by the Redskins. They lead it 14-9. Overthrow by Liberty Benton. Harassing defense from Fort Loramie caused it. How many miscues?
That's 7 turnovers now for the Eagles.
And Fort Loramie has forced probably every single one of them with scrappy defensive effort. 14-9 Fort Loramie, 2 minutes gone here in the second quarter. Top of the circle, Albers. Far out on the right flank, it is Avery Brandewey. Deep right corner, Riley Heitkamp wants to drive. It gets into the lane, makes an errant pass. It is fumbled by Fort Loramie. Redskins get it back near the Eagles logo at midcourt. That was fortuitous right there. Cross court pass, weak side. Ball caught on the play. Caught by Brandewey. Banked it in on the run. Falling backward and a foul to boot.
Man, I'll tell you what. You just marvel at this coaching staff and the things that they have taught these girls to do. That was a terrific basketball play right there.
That was teamwork plus. Well done. Brandewey, foul stripe, 3-point play chance the old-fashioned way, and she knocks it down. 17-9, Redskins on a surge, up 8 now. 2.5 gone here in the second quarter. Near overplay at midcourt. Over and back with Liberty Benton. Another one of those standout defensive plays. Good hustle by the Redskins who trigger the mistake by Liberty Benton.
Well, they went to a half-court trap that time. They hadn't shown that yet. Liberty Benton was not ready for it. Turned the ball over.
Big sequence here now. Next few possessions. Fort Loramie up 8. On the arc is Albers. Long 27-footer off the iron. Rebound down to Gerken in backcourt for Liberty Benton. Off to Irwin. Irwin dribbling up the floor to Recker. On the arc to Gerken, sets and shoots the three. It hits the far rim, skies to the top of the backboard, goes behind it. That's out of bounds.
Not quite enough shooter's touch on that one.
Uh-uh.
That would have had to come back from the wall.
4:55 to go here in the second quarter. Fort Loramie ahead by 8, 17-9. Outside the arc on the left, it is Colleen Brandewy. Straight away to Avery. Right wing, Albers got away with a long.
Wow.
Bolted to the rim. Banked it in.
That was really strong.
Superb play by Skylar Albers. She earned respect on the arc. I like the way she put it on the deck and went right to the hole.
Yeah, I thought maybe she shuffled her feet, but they didn't call it, so heck of a play.
Foul line, it's Gerken for Liberty Benton, which trails by 10 now, 19-9. On the arc to Recker. Recker dribbling back to the basket. That's dangerous. Gives it up to Dieter. Foul line, Gerken. Shot faking it to Avery Brandewy. Leans in, ducks under, scoops it left hand. Nice play. Got away with the travel. Big time. Clearly a walk. She took advantage of it. The officials did not notice. Foul line, it is Brandewy for Fort Loramie, which is up 19-11. Had been 10 at 19-9 at the 4-minute mark of the second. Inside the lane, it's Avery Brandewy from 10 feet. On the arc to Kara Meyer. Baseline left to the rim. Little strong. Rebound tapped out. Albers has it. Head of the key and resets the attack. 3:38 to go here in the second. To Heitkamp, cross-court pass intended on the play for Avery Brandewy. Swiped by Gerken. 3-on-1 break. Lead-out player in front is Kylie Recker. She blew the gimme. She had it close in. A chippy for Liberty Benton. No good. Rebound Fort Loramie. 3:16 left. Second quarter of play. Redskins up 8 with the ball. Left wing, it's Gara Meyer. On top to Riley Heitkamp. Right flank, Avery Brandewy back to Riley between the rings. Popping out to catch left side is Colleen. Dribble drive down the lane. Ooh, a little too much mustard on it. Hit the backboard rim and careened off. Rebound down to Liberty Benton. Big stretch, late second quarter. Here's Dieter. High post to Chelsea May, to Gerken, backing down defenders for Fort Loramie. She got away with another walk. Wow. She drags that pivot foot, and it lured Fort Loramie into a late hacking foul. Two free throws here for Gerken. Two of the last trips down, she has clearly taken a journey, traveling with the ball through the paint. Two foul shots for Gerken, right on the money with the first one. Excellent form.
I was looking up on the score. They always put the score of who's scoring the points. I thought maybe they had the officials up there, too, but they didn't.
Yeah, we've got, you're saying three teams are playing, Chuck, one in red and black.
I'm saying.
One in black and blue, or red and blue, and one in black and white stripes.
A lot of stripes.
Gerken again at the stripe. Up and through. Four straight by Liberty Benton, thanks to Gerken, the leading scorer on the year at 19 a game. 19-13, Fort Loramie head by 6. Deep left corner, Colleen Brandewy to Kara Meyer. 2:25 to go till halftime. Fort Loramie had been up a minute and a half ago, 19-9. Outside the arc on the right, it is Victoria Mesher to Meyer. They revolve the ball around the top of the circle. Ball batted free momentarily by Irwin of Liberty Benton. Fort Loramie gets it back. Baseline left. It's Kara Meyer. Goes up against the taller player. Deflected. Taken away by the Eagles. Storming down the floor is Emma Hooper, a 5'5 sophomore, in off the bench. Hands it off on the play to May. Swings it to Hooper. Straight on, it's Gerken. They try to clear the lane for her. Left wing three ball, Liberty Benton in, out, back in. Good looking jumper, Brooke Dieter, 5'8 senior, buried it. 7 straight for Liberty Benton. Fort Loramie's lead is just 3, 19-16. In the post is Avery Brandewy, dribbles, and it's off the foot of an Eagle player and out of bounds. Minute 29 remaining until halftime. Fort Loramie was in the lead by 10 at 19-9 with right around the Right around the four-minute mark here in the second quarter. Since then, Redskins haven't scored. Last four trips down, Liberty Benton's put up the final seven and have cut into that Fort Loramie 10-point gap from 19-9 to 19-16. Redskins with possession, passing it on the perimeter. It's Riley Heitkamp against Hooper. On the arc, inside the arc, long two ball, Fort Loramie. It is missed on the play by Turner. Rebound down to Liberty Benton. Here's a player out in front, got away with another walk. The drive to the rim, left-hand layup is good. Dieter on the assist, field goal, Gerken, and it's 19-18. That looked like another walk, Chuck.
Yeah, it was.
Well, three travel violations, very obvious, against Liberty Benton, missed by this crew here in the second quarter. Officiating has been spotty. Loramie's advantage just one. Between the rings, it's Riley Heitkamp. Nine in a row by Liberty Benton to close the second quarter. Here is Ava Schultes maneuvering against the trees in the lane. Shot blocked. Liberty Benton takes it away. 1 point lead, Fort Loramie. 20 seconds remaining here in the second quarter. Liberty Benton's got it. 30 feet out, it's Irwin. Goes to Gerken. Picked up on the play by Mesher. Throws it cross court. Fort Loramie nearly steals. 5 seconds remaining. Here's a sweeping hook shot, but Chelsea May, just before the buzzer, it's no good. Fort Loramie leaves the court at halftime with a slim 1 point edge. It was 10. Redskins went scoreless, whitewashed the last 4 minutes of the second period. Meanwhile, Liberty Benton pumped home the final nine. We'll have a 2 minute radio station break upcoming here in a matter of seconds. Before that, I will let you know that we are on the air here on scorersbroadcast.com. Thanks to one of our fine underwriting sponsors, Riemann Drywall in Anna. Drywall done right the Riemann way. We offer drywall repair, patching, finishing, installation, plastering, paint prep, and high customer satisfaction. You'll benefit from the 20-year Riemann reputation. Riemann hangs your wallboard and installs your ceilings with exact precision. If you are within an hour from Shelby County and you need drywall work, Riemann Drywall in Anna, a call away, 937-538-0513, 538-0513. Drywall done right the Riemann way. Halftime at Findlay, Liberty Benton. Redskins lead narrowly, 19-18 over the Benton Eagles here on scoresbroadcast.com. 2 minute break right now.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, you'll leave Victor's Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorishealth.com/radio. That's V-I-C-T-R-E-S-S health.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
That's Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambi Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Mac Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
You are listening to today's game on scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, the radio on your phone for high school sports. And you're tuned to a simulcast of our online presentation via WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, serving all of West Central Ohio. Our radio station sponsors Sydney Tire, Reese Insurance in Sydney, Minster Bank, Sydney Chiropractic, Emerson Wagner Realty in Sydney, DC Sporting Goods in Sydney, and Best One Tire. Our halftime brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Chuck?
Well, Liberty Benton has a 13-8 rebounding advantage. Not surprised there. They do have the size. 2-2 offensive rebounding, even. Liberty Benton turned the ball over 8 times in the first half. Loramie turned it over 3. 4-4 from the free throw line. For the Eagles, that's all Lauren Gerken. And on the other side, Loramie 5-7. Individual scoring for Liberty Benton. Only 3 young ladies scored. Gerken has 11. Dieter has 5. May has 2. But they've shut out Irwin in the first half. They scored 9-9, 18 for the half. Loramie led by Skylar Albers, who had 6. They got 5 from Colleen Brandwee. They got 5 from Ava Schultes and 3 from Ava Turner. Only 4 young ladies have scored for the Redskins. They scored 12-7, and they lead it 19-18 at the half.
Anything Gerken is doing for Findlay Liberty Benton, Chuck, that Fort Loramie can maybe bring a halt to?
Well, she puts the ball on the floor really well. She has a tendency to drag that foot to go and scoop the ball in lane. If they're not going to call that, that gives her quite the advantage. She's a good basketball player, very, very good inside, and shoots the ball well from the outside.
And at the foul line, she has been perfect.
Yeah, she's 4-4. She's the only one that's gone there.
Got to keep her off the foul stripe, that's for certain. About 5 minutes away from the start of her third quarter, that is our halftime report, brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. It is Fort Loramie by 8 points, 19-18 over Findlay Liberty Benton after 2 quarters of play here on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAGInc.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market. And for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Worman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a 1 square mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in 6 states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tip City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in 6 states.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee once again here at Findlay Liberty Benton High School. Oh, probably maybe 900 fans on hand here for this game, Chuck. Probably, yeah. 500 of them from Fort Loramie. Beautiful facility. Good crowd for this Saturday afternoon tilt. 15 seconds into the third quarter, Liberty Benton now with a chance to go ahead, down one, 19-18. Here's Gerken in the lane, spinning. She's outside the lane, not called for 3 seconds. Top of the circle, May. Looks for the cutter, Gerken. Catches low on the left, bank shot, wild. Off the glass rim, no. Rebound, Fort Loramie. Redskins forced Gerken to hurry up that shot, defending her nicely. Fort Loramie's got the ball 20 feet away. It's Brandewey. Straight on top, Schultes. Eyes the bucket, doesn't shoot. Ball whipped into the left corner to Ava Turner. 6:40 left to go here in the third quarter. Nobody scored a point in this half. We've played 90 seconds, and the Redskins throw it down the right side of the court, intended for Albers, in her hands and out. And Liberty Benton again on the attack with another opportunity to sneak ahead by a point or two, down one.
Boy, you got to be stronger than that.
Midcourt on the dribble. Kylie Recker on a weave to Gerken. Foul line. Motors in the lane. Dumps it off to a teammate right flank. Here's a long three ball by Recker. In and out. No good. Tough break for her, for Benton. Rebound gobbled up before Loramie. It was tracked down by Schultes. They gave it up to Riley Heitkamp. We're stuck at 19-18, Fort Loramie. Redskins haven't scored in 6 minutes.
It's been a while. They had 19-9.
Here's a baseline J by Schultes of Fort Loramie. Way short. Rebound Liberty Benton. Off and running. Scooting down the floor. Irwin all the way to the rack from the left side. Scored it. Heck of a play by Irwin of the Eagles, who are on top by one. 20-19, Fort Loramie behind. 11 straight points by Findlay Liberty Benton. Fort Loramie scoreless now. The last 6.5 overlapping the second and third quarters. Here's Schultes catching outside the lane on the left to the rim with the left hand. It is on the iron. Short. Comes off. Batted back out. Fort Loramie retains possession. 20-19. Liberty Benton, 8th ranked in the state in girls division 3. Leading Fort Loramie, which is 20-0 coming into this game. High right at Schultes, sets, doesn't shoot, looks for a cutter. Ball swung left side to Albers, right around one player, another. Her 5-foot runner blocked on the play by Liberty Benton. Loose ball in the corner, Fort Loramie gets a timeout called. Head coach Carla Siegel. Redskins can't get their offense going. Down one early in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
4 minutes and 57 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Fort Loramie's offense has hit a snag in this game. Redskins were up 19-9 with just under four to play till halftime. Nothing since for the Redskins, who've fallen behind 20-19. Popping out to catch is Ava Shouldis. She jacks up a long three. It's on the front rim. Hangs. Comes off. Rebound Liberty Benton. Eagles have thrown a net around the paint area, and Fort Loramie can't penetrate it. Liberty Benton's Irwin's got the ball, throws high post to Gerken, swings it near side, Irwin, long triple, bangs off the iron. Long rebound caught by Liberty Benton. Run down by Recker. Gives it up to Gerken. In the post to Chelsea May. Baseline drive by a teammate. Ball thrown errantly into the lane, right into the hands of Avery Brandewee of Fort Loramie. 4 minutes gone, third quarter. Baseline drive by Brandewee. Colleen falls down, gives it back to Avery, who hoists up a three. Backboard rim, no good. Rebound Fort Loramie. Straight away, Riley Heitkamp, three ball, is heavy, no good. Rebound pulled down by Gerken. Foul Fort Loramie common. And it will be Liberty Benton ball. Fort Loramie is now gone, approaching 9 minutes without a point.
They've had some really good looks. It's just not going down.
Redskins can't even get to the stripe with an active shooting foul. Not there. Good defense by Liberty Benton, having shut out Fort Loramie for what is approaching now 9 minutes. Ball bounced off the foot of Brooke Dieter in the half court for Liberty Benton. And then reaching in to nearly swipe it is Albers of Fort Loramie. She grabbed the arm. It's a foul.
Yeah, but it's good quick hands, but she did catch a little elbow on the way up.
Number three on Skyler.
Yeah.
Two on the team this half, none on Liberty Benton. Boy, it's a big sequence. Fort Loramie has got to rev up the offense. Cannot allow Liberty Benton to get a three-possession lead. Foul line back to the basket. Gerken to May. Back to Gerken. Long, high archer. Oh, my goodness. I've never seen a shot do that. It hit the rim, hit the backboard, went out of bounds, laid up on the top of the glass, came down, hit the rim twice more. Kerr Plunkett fell in. She's had two go in like that. Here's Shouldis up and under for Fort Loramie. It hangs on the rim, and it drops off. Rebound Liberty Benton up four. Here's a high dribble by Gerken. Might have gotten away with a palm. Gave it off to Irwin down the lane. Deep left corner three by Liberty Benton's Brooke Dieter. Deflected by Fort Loramie. It's Riley Heitkamp with the ball. Hooking foul against Liberty Benton, which is up before 23-19 with 2:54 to go in the third quarter. Fort Loramie just simply cannot get the offense untracked.
There is no way that that ball was on top of the backboard and did not hit the support because it's right next to it. That's what brought it back over the backboard into the rim.
Exactly.
Of course, there's only three officials out there. How the heck could they possibly see that?
The shot by Gerken clearly went out of bounds, hitting the black bar that extends from behind the backboard right in the center. They glanced off that and went in. Here's Fort Loramie going high, low. Good feed. Riley Heitkamp down inside to a teammate and jammed from behind is Avery Brandewee. She know it's Mesher. Victoria Mesher caught the ball down low and she was sent to the hardwood decked while releasing the ball. Two big free throws for her and the first is in and out. Now, Fort Loramie, with its coldest shooting streak of the year, it's now approaching 10 minutes without a point. 23-19, Liberty Benton. We're late in the third. Free throw good by Mesher. Fort Loramie now moving off that 19 mark which it had with 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. Lormy now trailing 23-20. Deep left corner three. Boy, this Riley Irwin can warm up in a hurry. She's a very good three-point shooter. She had it. Left flank. Missed it. No good. Rebound Liberty Benton. Fort Loramie then stole it. And a Redskin was called for a walk? Didn't see it.
I'm just going to let it go.
Here's Recker inbounding low on the left. On the arc to Gherkin. Stepped into a three ball. Traveled clearly. Missed it. Heavy. Weak side rebound Fort Loramie. Shoulders down the floor. Right corner. Long three. Missed. Little heavy. It was Turner who was available. No one near her. It was online, but a shade strong. And Liberty Benton got the rebound. Down inside to May. Good feed on the arc by Gherkin. And Chelsea May gets the post up to drop. Loramie's down 5. 25-20. A minute 48 to go, third quarter. Ball lobbed from out on the arc by Mesher. Fired it down inside to Shoulders. Very good assist. And Shoulders was smacked from the backside, and she'll get two. Fort Loramie has not scored a field goal in this game now for 10 minutes. Let's see, is my math right, Chuck?
Yep. That's got to be close. I'll tell you what, that was a heck of a catch by Shoulders in traffic to even have a chance to get a shot up towards the rim.
Right. She earned the two free throws the hard way and drills the first to make it 25-21, Liberty Benton, a minute 44 to go here in the third quarter. Second free throw by Ava on the way right there. 25-22. Fort Loramie is down by three. It was 25-20. Just seconds ago in favor of Liberty Benton, Fort Loramie led 19-9 with just under four to go in the first half. Dribbling down the right side for Liberty Benton is Irwin trying to get away from the defender of Fort Loramie, who hounds her a bit too closely. Common foul on the Redskins. Minute 36 to go in the third. Three-point lead, Liberty Benton, after the two free throws by Ava Shoulders. All Fort Loramie has gotten since the four-minute mark of the second quarter are three free throws. Ball batted far left side of the floor, out of bounds, off Colleen Brandewey of Fort Loramie. Liberty Benton's Brooke Dieter will throw in. She's looking. Airmails it to Recker. Recker 35 feet away. Goes down the left side to Chelsea May. Here's a set shot on the arc for the three-point shooter, Dieter. It is no good. A little strong. Good rebound for Loramie. Chance to cut it to one or tie. Minute 7 to go, third quarter. Ball flung near side to Ava Turner. Foul line, it goes to Avery Brandewey. Cross court to Colleen. Colleen looks inside for Avery, can't get it to her. On top, the ball thrown to Rose, who hits a cutter down the lane. It's Ava Turner. Left-hand shot, bouncing, no good. And we've got a tie-up on the rebound or a foul.
He caught a foul, which was a good call.
On the back, Chelsea May clobbered a Fort Loramie player, did get mitts on the leather, but it's ruled the fourth team foul on Liberty Benton with 46.4 to go here in the third quarter, and Fort Loramie trailing by three. Riley Heitkamp airmails it out back to Shoulders, shot fake. Goes to the foul line with it, loops it off left corner. Jumper in the air by Riley Heitkamp. No, that was Kara Meyer. Missed it, no good. Rebound Shoulders on the arc to Riley. Back to Kara. Had a look from 15, passed it up. Redskins have had some shots here, Chuck. Yeah, good looks have missed. They passed up some open ones as well. Down to 20 ticks on the clock to go in the third quarter. Left corner, Shoulders, head fake, and she dragged the pivot foot.
Well, she did that the last time, and they didn't call it. This time they did, and she did travel. You can't move both feet before you dribble, but tell that to them at the other end when Gherkin moves both feet to get herself ready for a three.
Right. Fort Loramie without a field goal for 12 minutes. Six to play here in the third quarter. Good inside pass. It is made. Gherkin spinning for the two-pointer with a couple seconds to go in the third quarter, and that's it. What a feed by May. What a shot by Gherkin, and Fort Loramie's in hot water. Down five at the end of three. 27-22 Liberty Benton on scores broadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts, and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
The weapon for Finley Liberty Benton here today has been size, most namely in the person of Gherkin, the six-footer inside and out. She has been rock solid for the Fort Loramie opponent.
Only a sophomore. She's got 2 threes. She's got 16 of the 27 points.
We start the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie trailing 27-22. I think it's appropriate to say Redskins have not been behind by five all year long. Trailed by three against Marion Local late in the third.
Just not shooting the ball well.
Nope. Shoulders, foul line, steps back. Let's go the three. It's online, short. No good. Rebound Liberty Benton. 15 seconds into the fourth quarter, 27-22, Eagles lead. Outside the arc on the right, it is May. Swings it straight away to the three-point shooter, who traveled into a three-ball. Irwin blocked anyway. Fort Loramie brings it down the floor, and in haste throws it out of bounds. Not the Redskins' day. Much like it was not midseason last year up in Lima Bath.
No, they had a layup that time and just an incredibly poor pass that kept them from getting a layup.
Fort Loramie has blanked the second leading scorer for Liberty Benton this year, Riley Irwin. She's got nothing. On top, three-pointer, Gherkin missed it badly. Rebound in the lane, though, by Dieter. Hands to Recker, hooked it up, short. Rebound Fort Loramie. Shoulders, motors down the floor, gives it up to Colleen Brandewey. Colleen on the arc, straight away to Riley. 7 minutes to go here in the third. Fort Loramie girls have gone 13 minutes without a field goal. Head fake, a drive. Colleen Brandewey overshoots it, no good. Weak side rebound, Avery Brandewey. Stolen by Liberty Benton, which still leads by five. 27-22. 6:46 to go in the game. Ball thrown high post to May, looping it left corner for the three-point shooter. Irwin goes baseline, shy of the mark, no good. Rebound out of bounds off Fort Loramie. Redskins can't believe the call.
It hit the girl out of bounds and never mind.
I
told you what you were going to get when you go this far out of your area.
Fort Loramie defending the inbounds play, lobbed into Gherkin deep in the left corner. Oh, she's got an avenue down the lane, drills the six-footer while motoring to the rim.
It looked like they just opened the door and let her go through.
Yep, Fort Loramie overplayed her with two to the other side. She took advantage, went to the middle, and flipped one in the paint. 7-point game. Fort Loramie, long 3-point try, is missed badly by Turner. Rebound to Liberty Benton, which has stretched the lead to 7 and appears to be in business. 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie without a field goal since the 4-minute mark of the second, over guarding foul Riley Heitkamp. Four team fouls each way.
Six field goals.
And a timeout is called. We are late, getting late here in the fourth. Just under six to play, 29-22. Liberty Benton by 7, trying to pull off the shocker here today in Finley on scoresbroadcast.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy. Troy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike and Jackson Center, does it all and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and Botkins. Medications packaged by day and time. Walk-in vaccines from 2 to 5, Monday to Friday. Take-home tests for the coronavirus available. Open 10 to 6, Monday to Friday. Closed 1 to 2. Open 10 to 1 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center. Phone 937-596-8100. 596-8100. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness. In-store shopping, curbside pickup. Doing everything well to keep you well. 5:50 left to go in the game. Findlay, Liberty, Benton, 29. Fort Loramie, 22. Gerken on the arc, guarded by Schultes. Gives it up on the play to Brooke Dieter. On a weave to May through the paint. Dumps it into the corner to Recker. Right back into May. May with a hook shot. Short, no good. Rebound pinballed around. Fort Loramie's got it. Redskins needed three badly. Quickly up the floor, Schultes. On the arc to Turner, to Riley Heitkamp. Fort Loramie without a field goal in this game for a grand total now of nearly 15 minutes.
The entire second half.
Right flank, it goes to Mesher. Mesher 25 feet away with the ball for the Redskins. It's thrown cross court. A lot of perimeter passing. Schultes at the elbow on the left. Drives down the lane. Scoops it up. Deflected on the play by the taller Liberty Benton's May. It falls short, and the Eagles have got the rebound. Findlay, Liberty Benton has taken advantage of its height edge in this game. That's been the difference. Loramie's gotten into the paint some. A lot of shots hindered, many of them deflected. Here's a long, high-arching three ball. You knew eventually, the 15-point scorer, Riley Irwin, who's very good from the arc, would light one up. She just did. And Fort Loramie is down 10, 32-22, with 4:17 to go here in the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie led 19-9 midway through the second. And Fort Loramie has now gone 16 minutes without a bucket. Here's Riley Heitkamp. Here is a jump shot from inside the arc for the Redskins. It is off to the right, no good. Weak side rebound, Fort Loramie. Redskins restart the attack. Fort Loramie simply can't buy one. Dribble drive into the lane goes Ava Turner, and she is bothered a little too aggressively. Foul on the shoulder by Liberty Benton. Free throws, Ava Turner. Allison Schmidtmeyer, coming off a real good game for the Fort Loramie girls against Fairlawn, has been on the floor here in the last couple minutes. Foul shot is made by Turner, and that's all the Redskins have to show for their offense for the last 16 minutes plus. Four free throws for them. 32-23. Liberty Benton up 9. Second foul shot, Ava Turner. Two bounces in the air. Good. 32-24. Liberty Benton by 8. 3:54 to go here in the fourth quarter. Coming out of the game for the Redskins, Ava Turner. Fort Loramie now pressuring at midcourt. Albers and Brandewey. Ball fired down the right side to Irwin. Irwin almost goes out of bounds. She was out of bounds in midair above the Liberty Benton bench. Heaved it back in. A no-look pass behind her off a Redskin player and out of bounds. But when things are going your way, they are. Virtually every time down the floor, that was a mistake by Liberty Benton, which turned into a miraculous no-look play, saving a possession. Here's Gerken in the lane. Fort Loramie fans on their feet, and the Redskins folks here get the travel call.
Well, I'll tell you what, they're at 13% now calling travels on Gerken.
32-24, Fort Loramie down 8. Redskins need a bucket right here. Outside the arc in the right at Schultes. Shot fake into the paint area. Loops the left corner to Colleen Brandewey. Colleen straight away to Riley, down to 3:16 to go in the fourth quarter.
Brandwee not really even looking for the shot, and she's one of their best scorers.
Nope, here's Colleen, high right, dumps it to Albers in the right corner, starts to drive, running one-hander short, rebound pinballed in the air, off Fort Loramie, out of bounds it goes. Redskins have not scored a basket since the four-minute mark of the second quarter. Down to 3 minutes remaining here in the fourth. Finley, Liberty, Benton, 32, Fort Loramie, 24. Long cross-court pass to Irwin. Irwin is boxed in, gets it out of trouble. It is caught on the arc by Kylie Recker, and now Liberty Benton will retreat to midcourt and draw fouls. 241, 240, 239 to go. Here's a batted pass up in the air, saved by Gerken, flips it to a teammate. Nearly a steal by Fort Loramie. 32 to 24, Finley Liberty Benton trying to pull off the shocker here today. At the Eagles' home floor, Fort Loramie has gone extremely cold after leading 19-9, up 10, midway through the second quarter. Here's a drive to Liberty Benton toward the basket out of nowhere. It was taken to the rack on the play by Brooke Dieter. She got down in deep and drew a body foul from the Redskins. 2:15 left in the fourth. Fort Loramie down 8. Two shots for Dieter. These are big. She can take it back to 10. The first one is perfect. 33-24. Liberty Benton up 9. Redskins had won 75 of their last 76 coming into this game today. 20-0 on the year. It looks like that win streak will be stopped. Second free throw off the back iron. Long rebound pulled down by May. On the arc of the three-point shooter. Boy, that was not needed.
No.
Air ball, well, out of bounds. Redskins will take the turnover.
Her dad's yelling why at her, so, and I have to agree.
That was Riley Irwin, who threw in a Hail Mary bomb a minute ago and thought she could do it again, but left it way short. Albers down the floor for Fort Loramie. Jacks it up, no good from behind the arc. Long rebound Redskins, who trail by 9. That's just 3 threes. But the Redskins are icy cold from the arc. Here's Heitkamp, straight away three ball. No good. Off the back iron. Tug of war for the rebound. Shouldis gets it. She's shoved to the deck and fouled. It'll be ball out of bounds to Fort Loramie. It's a common person. Looked like it could have been called a travel on Ava.
I didn't see any contact. I think she just was falling as she grabbed the ball, but hey, they'll take it.
Break in favor of Fort Loramie. Inbounds play. Riley dishes to the cutting. Ava Shouldis lays it up, no good, but she smacked hard on the wrist, and she'll get two. That's all the Redskins have been able to do since the four-minute mark of the second quarter. 5 measly free throws, no buckets. Foul shot by Shouldis is dead on. 33-25. In favor of Finley Liberty Benton, which has been up but 10. Minute 41 to go, fourth quarter. Shouldis again, rattles that one home. Fort Loramie gets a timeout, trailing by 7. This game getting very late. 60 seconds to go. We'll keep it right here and tell you about one of our fine underwriting sponsors, Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Now in Greenville, too, at 418 South Broadway. Call Darren Yinks to see him at this new Greenville location. Phone 330-524-3984. 330-524-3984. At your local Pro Hardware stores, get big savings on DeWalt Power Tools. Plus, save on solid wood cabinets with soft closed doors and drawers. Your Pro Hardware stores in Jackson Center and Greenville can get you beautiful white shaker cabinets in 3 days. Like them on Facebook. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. New location, 418 South Broadway in Greenville. Special pricing, professional service at your Pro Hardware stores. Tell Darren Yinks you heard about his stores on scoresbroadcast.com. Don't forget, we are a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come to us from towns all around. We're Meyer's Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins, known at noon and at night for pizzas, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We've got a full menu. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are great. Terrific strip loin steak dinners at night, just $14.50. Proud to be a local casual hangout and welcome you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. Meyers in Botkins. Make your carryout order at 937-693-8271. 693-8271. We bet you won't find better. Meyers, great eating. Meyers Tavern in Botkins. Minute 26 to go. I maybe was mistaken several seconds ago when I misread the scoreboard clock, which was counting down seconds after having stopped at a minute 30. A minute 24 to go here. Fort Loramie has just committed foul 6. Finley Liberty Benton up 7, 33-26. We near the 120 mark. Ball inbounded on the play to Irwin. Irwin feeds it right back to Gerken. Nobody covers her. Redskins went to sleep. Layup good. 35-26, long three, Fort Loramie right wing. Yes, no, it's inside the arc of two ball for Colleen Brandewick. Timeout called. Scoreboard shows 35-28, 7-point lead in favor of Finley Liberty Benton. That, by the way, was Fort Loramie's first field goal, and let me calculate it, nearly 20 minutes of game action. That is incredulous.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's unbelievable, and I mean, they're down 7 points. This is a good basketball team. Let's give Liberty Benton credit. They've got one really good player, and the other girls haven't been hurting them. So
exactly,
yeah, they did what they had to do to get a big win for themselves at home.
Yep, at 19-9 with Fort Loramie up midway through the second quarter, Gerken got hot. She scored, I think, 7 straight. And right back into the game came Liberty Benton. And Fort Loramie simply went icy cold, frigid, jump shooting the basketball. 1 minute left, ball thrown to Gerken at midcourt. She's doubled up, timeout called by Liberty Benton. 35-28 in favor of the Eagles.
Well, we're watching truly why Liberty Benton is probably not a team that's going to go very far past the district just because they really have terrible ball handling. Today, it hasn't hurt them.
Right.
The boys, in a game down the road, they are a turnover machine.
Yeah, it's choppy for sure. Chuck, I don't like what the scoreboard has done. It counts down the 1 minute timeout rather than displaying the time left in the game.
I think it was 104.
I think you're right. 64 ticks, give or take a second or two. 35-28, Fort Loramie behind by 7. It has been a miserable shooting day. Fort Loramie had 19 points midway through the second and then could muster only 7 free throws over the course of the next nearly 2.5 quarters. And in the last half minute, Colleen Brandewee poured in a 2-point jump shot, only bucket from the floor for the Redskins since the middle part of the second period.
Yeah, they had the game not in hand, but they were playing well, and all of a sudden the wheels just came off.
Here is Gerken, midcourt, punched away by Shouldis. Here comes the double team. Gerken flips it far side to Recker, down in the right corner to Irwin, in the post to May. Cross court to an open player, Brooke Peter. She's got the gimme. She's got the gimme. 37-28. Quick three, left side of the floor, Fort Loramie. Hit the backboard first, no good. Long rebound, Riley Heitkamp, in and out, no good. Redskins throw it back to the arc. Here's Riley Heitkamp entering the lane, ticked away from behind by Liberty Benton. They've got the steal and the game in hand. Loose ball midcourt. It's rolling on the deck. Who's got it? Is it Dieter for Liberty Benton or Riley Heitkamp for Fort Loramie? It's ruled a jump. Arrow favors the Redskins. 19.5 to go. And the Eagles are up 9.
Tell you what you cannot say about this Fort Loramie team. Third down and played not very well at all. And they are diving after loose balls with 18 seconds to go. So
yep,
the effort is always there with these girls.
Playing extremely hard right to the finish. Here's Skylar Albers straight away. Long high arching triple. No good off the heel. Long rebound. May flips it down the floor to Irwin. Irwin baseline left. She's covered up by a couple of Redskins. Hangs onto the ball as the time expires. That's it. Finley Liberty Benton knocks off 20-0 Fort Loramie. 37-28 as the Redskins go icy cold, frigid jump shooting the basketball here today. One bucket from the floor for Fort Loramie over the final 2.5 quarters of this game. Fans, that's 20 minutes. 20 minutes, one basket for Fort Loramie, and that will get you beat every single time, especially against a good opponent. And this Findlay Liberty Benton team is very good. Chuck, what was the final score once again? 37-28?
37-28. Boy, if I beat the number one team in the state, I'd have left it on the scoreboard for a while. You usually take it off that quickly when you get your butt kicked.
We're going to take a two-minute break. A two-minute radio station break is upcoming here in a matter of seconds. Looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Well, Osgood Bank has got you covered. Whether you are a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or you need cash out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank and Osgood Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Member, osgoodbank.com. And so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to M&A Muffler and Tires. A good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before old man winter gets a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie has got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, and more. Free pickup and delivery, too, at M&A. Phone Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at 937-295-3971. The home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of, M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Need the right solution for true comfort? Well, you can call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs are fully licensed and insured. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243. Go online. Set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com. Two-minute radio station break is next. Fort Loramie upended here today by Findlay Liberty Benton, which pulled away to win by 9, 37-28 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing, plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Brushy is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee, welcoming you back to Findlay Liberty Benton High School, the scene of a big upset. Division III Findlay Liberty Benton, ranked 8th in the state, whips Fort Loramie here today, coming in at 20-0, number 1 in the state in girls Division IV. Final tally 37-28 in favor of Findlay Liberty Benton. Fort Loramie led 19-9 midway through the second quarter and could not, just one field goal the entire rest of this game.
Well, they scored 12 in the first quarter, then they scored 7, 3, and 6. You're not going to beat anybody.
Nope.
Not going to beat anybody. No, this is not a great Liberty Benton team that they just got beat by. I mean, they got some real holes in their game, too. But today, they used their size. They used Gherkin getting to the rim. That kid's only a sophomore. She's terrific.
Yep.
She's going to be a heck of a basketball player. Individual scoring for Liberty Benton, you just go to Gherkin. She had 20. Coach's kid,
Irwin.
Where'd she go? Irwin. She had 5. She ended up with a 2 and a 3 late in the game. Going to go with Gherkin as my Clancy's player of the game on the other side. Schultes had 9, 7 for Colleen Brandewee, 6 for Skylar Albers, and 5 for Ava Turner. A free throw for Victoria Mesher. Going to go with Ava Schultes just because she's a good kid.
A quick note here, Chuck. How many field goals total for Fort Loramie the entire afternoon?
7. They had 6 until Brandewee hit that 2 late in the fourth quarter.
But last year at Fort Loramie, Findlay Liberty Benton could muster just 8 buckets the entire game. Got beat 37-20. Here today, Fort Loramie, 7 field goals for the entire afternoon. And the winning score again is 37-28.
Yep.
As Liberty Benton turns the tables on the Redskins, who are now 20-1 on the year, heading into senior night against Houston this coming week. Clancy's, our star of the game sponsor, Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third ones are when our schedules are announced. I especially like the sweet drink and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling today, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7. Complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
So many thanks to Jerry Garrett of Fort Loramie, general manager at Knox. Nick Meyer, sales engineer, lives in Fort Loramie, works at Knox. Thanks so much to them, all the staff and associates at Knox Machinery, one of our new underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Airstream, Inc. and Jackson Center has also come on board. You will hear more about them in the next few upcoming games. Again, so many thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors with us each and every Fort Loramie contest. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Thanks as well here on scoresbroadcast.com to Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Get to Brookins, stand in line. Those marinated pork chops, special tonight at Brookins. They are delicious. 37-28, Chuck, when you shoot it that poorly and you go, what, one for your last 25 from the floor?
That's a good guess.
Yeah, probably not even 10% over the last two and a half quarters the ball for the Redskins from the field.
No, they didn't shoot it well. They played pretty good defense. That's a tall team they're going against. They battled with them. They actually were even with them on rebounds. But and Liberty Benton turned the ball over more than Loramie. It's just when you shoot it that poorly, you're not going to win very many games.
Yeah, exactly. Now you got to have a big differential in your favor somewhere else statistically, and it did not happen as Fort Loramie once up by 10 in this game at 19-9 with 4 minutes left in the second quarter. Hits a drought, and it was a long drought for the last two and a half quarters of this game, over which the Redskins netted just one bucket, and they went from up 10 and lost by 9, 37-28. Yep. Fort Loramie now 20-1 on the season.
Yep.
And it will be interesting to see if in the next poll Fort Loramie can hang on to its fairly slim lead atop the AP state rankings.
That is just some source writers that know very little about basketball throwing some votes out.
Right.
That's not what they're playing for. They're playing to get to Dayton, and they still have a shot. Of course they do.
And maybe this will be a springboard. And the ladies say to themselves, we got to put our nose to the grindstone a little harder in order to get through the grind the rest of February and March.
Yeah, I thought they played hard. I mean, even at the end of the game, they're diving for loose balls. They're down 9. It's in the last 10 seconds, and they're still going after loose balls like it's the first quarter.
Right.
So you can't complain about that.
No, no.
And the game was a mirror image of the JV game. They had a 30-22 lead and gave up the next 17 points.
Yeah, not faulting the effort at all. It was there, no doubt about that. Shots didn't fall. When you shoot about, 5 or 7% over the last two and a half quarters, you lose.
Yep.
Our anchor underwriting sponsors today, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, high-quality furniture priced right, go Goffney, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner since 2006, Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie in Indian Lake. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM online, securecom.com. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page around. Our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. New sponsors last half year or so, Family Resource Center, based in Findlay, an office in Sydney, FRCOhio.com. We believe people recover. Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. Receive online care at victorishealth.com. You are treated individually with functional medicine. Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home in Sydney, serving families with dignity and respect. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. The Cell Phone Shop, Harshman Plaza, Harshman Road, which is South Needmore in North Dayton. Call 937-567-0878. 567-0878. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off. A couple of new underwriting sponsors. Precision Strip is new with us here on scoresbroadcast.com. And Brunson Welding and Customized Golf Carts in Anna. Also coming on board is Airstream, Inc. Tonight, Chuck, should be a good game. Another tussle for a Shelby County Athletic League team. Botkins boys on the road to Lima Shawnee. Shawnee is fast, puts points on the board. And Botkins has got to take control of that game and manage the pace. Should be a fine contest.
This should be a good one. I mean, Botkins has to be the favorite, but
right,
Laramie was the favorite today. So you just, that's why they throw the ball up and play the game.
Yep, this afternoon here, the game just completed. Division 4 Fort Laramie against D3 Findlay Liberty Benton tonight. D4 Botkins against D2 Lima Shawnee. Tip off 7:30, airtime around 7. For our online audience, for our radio audience, for Tracy on the board at the radio station, thanks so much. For Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, Jack Kramer, until tonight, bidding you good afternoon from Findlay Liberty Benton, where the Fort Laramie Redskins have been upset 37-28.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.